Hello, yes, it's Francesca INSLaw. How can I help?
Hi, Francesca. I think I had a missed call from you. Will I give you the reference number?
Hi, yeah, if possible. Thank you.
Right, it's 10.
Yep.
15.
Yep.
11.
Perfect. Tracy Logan, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just giving you a quick call about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah, I've seen it on Facebook, but I didn't understand how it works.
Yeah, so once you fill out the inquiry on Facebook, then your details get sent over to us. So we're a law firm then that helps clients with their applications for the redress scheme. Mm-hmm. So we'll go through the application with yourself, and then we do all the communication with redress, submit the application, everything like that.
Right.
So is that something you want them to do?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So the initial call today, so I cover just basic information about what we do, how we can help, everything like that. And then we take then some details off yourself and some further information to check whether you're eligible and how we can help you, and then fill out an application.
Right.
So it'll just be some short statements regarding your time in care.
Okay.
So if you have the time, if you're ready to do that today, we can go through that now.
Yeah,
fab. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection purposes. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Tracy Logan.
Yeah, and have you been known by any other names before, so before or during care?
No.
No problem. And your date of birth?
12/9/71.
12th of September, yeah?
Yeah, 1971.
Perfect. And your current address?
It's 18.
Yeah.
New Haim.
Yeah.
Way. Blindwells. Sorry.
And your postcode, sorry?
It's EH32. I think it's 92Y.
92Y.
I'll get a letter just to be on the
side. In Blindwell.
EH32, 92Y. Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Okay, so, and in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, text message, are those all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And just to add an extra layer of security as well, would I be able to get a password off you? So if anyone is to call you regarding the redress scheme, if you ask them for the password and they can't give it to you, then you know it's not us.
Yeah. Geraldus.
Geraldus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to spell that for me? Sorry.
It's G-I-R.
Yeah.
A-L. Wait a minute. D-A-S.
Perfect. That's what I had, just making sure.
No, you're fine.
So, and the email address I have for you as well is logantracy109@gmail.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. Just want to let you know to take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point or if you want to continue at another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties?
No.
Like, make me aware of now? So the purpose of the call today, so like I previously mentioned, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options, explain how INSLaw operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather then the information to assess whether and how we can assist you, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application, and they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Okay.
So INSLaw doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we would not be paid by the government for assisting you. So So at this stage, would I just be able to confirm whether you've instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to a redress scheme application at all?
No.
No? No problem. So just to confirm that you understand all of your options, have you got any questions for me?
Thanks.
No problem. So our agreement, so we operate on a no win, no fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, there's a cap to the total fees. They're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of a redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So I think all in all, it works about 19.2%. So it's important, as well, I make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Right.
Yeah. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. And then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome.
Okay.
So we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered before you accept anything. And it's important so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And we can also begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fab. And one last thing. Sorry, I know it's long. Just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll need proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a photographic ID and then a proof of address, the stated within 3 months of today's date.
Okay.
So I'll send over an email regarding what we can accept. But it'd be a passport or driving license and then just any letter, as long as it has your full name, current address and a date stamp on it, that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
So you can send those to us either responding to the email or you can do it on WhatsApp if that's any easier for you, okay?
Yeah.
But just a few more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I don't. No.
This is a lot of information to digest. So have you received any relevant payments before? So criminal injuries compensation, advanced payment scheme payments?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yes.
So are there any for relevant violent or sexual offences?
I've got one for assault.
Yeah, so did you receive a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
There we go, that's fine. Go. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No. And regarding your applications, are you able to nominate a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you, then we'd get in contact with them. So would you like to add one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would I be able to get their full name, please?
Latifa. So it's
Latifah. Yeah. And surname?
Logan.
And date of birth?
Oh, God, this is because it is my daughter. Right. So I think it's 15/8/94. Would that make her 33?
Let me double check.
She always goes rad at me because I always forget her year.
That would make her 42.
No.
1984.
1983 or
1984. 1984. Yeah, that would make
her 42. Shut up, Tracy, you fucking arsehole. Sorry.
I'm assuming you mean 1994.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
the birthday the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 1990. So it'd be 1993. She's 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. And then do you have an email address or a contact number for her?
Oh, God. What is that again? Oh.
I'm the same.
Bear with me than I. Oh, I don't even care what I've got the email address. I think I need to look it out.
That's good. You can send this over via email or something, but we'd need her address as well.
Her address is my address.
Oh, fab. That makes it easier.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, so we'll need an email or contact number.
Yes.
So you can just send this when you get a chance. That's absolutely fine.
No voting.
And then next question. So we've got your current GP practice.
Oh, for God's sake.
Or if you know the address or the number or anything.
Right,
like
yeah,
that,
a minute. Just give them another now. I'll go into. where will it be? I'm just going into Google.
Okay.
I've not got a clue who my doctor is because I've no.
Oh, that's okay. I get a different one every time.
Yeah. What's on the website? Just over there.
It's okay. Is it near where you live?
It just says Preston Road, Preston Pans.
Is it just Preston Pans Group Practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 8329QS.
Yeah, I'll put that one on there. Perfect. And do you recall your parents' names?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what about to take your mum's name?
Kathleen.
Is that with a C or a K?
And we are kicking K.
And same surname?
Well, hers ended up being Blythe. So she ended up getting remarried. But Blythe... Oh, God, how the fuck did she spell it? It's just a normal BL.
Beats me.
Yeah.
It's always the simple ones that...
I know.
Would it have been Logan when you were placed into care?
No, she would have been under Blythe. And father, John Logan.
I'm trying to figure out how to spell Bly. Would it be B-L-A-I or...
No,
B-L-I...
No, wait a minute. I didn't even turn on my fucking brain as I did. let me put it right here doing it and then... I think it's just B-L-Y-T-H.
B-L-Y?
T-H. B-L-Y.
See, I'm Welsh, so in my head that's bliss.
I'm just menopausal, that's been my favorite. That's probably my own.
Right, and then one last question, then move on to the care settings.
Yeah.
So, do you recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
Well, see, I ran away when I was 15. Ended up in the hospital and then ended up. So, really, I was on the, I'd say, the streets.
Yeah, so what area, so where you grew up, so do you recall that address or the area or anything at all?
Well, it was more than children's home that I was in. So for the hospital, I got put into.
Yeah, so the address that you were in before care, so where you were with your parents.
Right, so that would be my dad.
Yeah, so do you recall that address?
Yeah, it's 39.
Yeah.
Morden Vale Lane.
Morden Vale.
Yeah.
And what area was that?
That's Edinburgh, Morden. But then on saying that, I don't care if it was still, let's just say my life's complicated. I'll give you my mother's address as well.
Yeah, so it'd be whatever address that you were linked to when you went into care. As long as like the main area, so we have to contact the council to get your records because it'll be under that council.
Right, well, the county, for my records in the care home.
Yeah. Was it with my dad or was it with my mum?
It'll be my dad's or my mum's.
Yeah, so do you recall your mum's address?
Can I give you my mum's address?
Yeah, of course.
Right, so hers is 17 New Park Wind, and that's Tremaine.
New Park.
Muir,
aye.
Yeah. M-U-I-R, Park Wind.
So would you spell that again for me?
M-U-I-R.
Yeah.
Park, P-A-R-K.
Yeah.
Wind, W-Y-N-D, I think.
Yeah.
And that was in cement.
And what council would that be under?
That would be under East Lothian, but something tells me it's the Edinburgh one.
Okay. Trinan, yeah, Trin.
Yeah, I know. T-R-A-N.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'll add that one on as well. That's the great thing about Google. I've got it right here. There we go. Fab. Yeah, so moving on to the care settings now. So you said mm-hmm. that you were 15 when you ran away and then you got placed into hospital. And
yeah.
Do you remember what hospital that was?
It would have been, oh, for God's sake, it would have been the Royal Infirmary, but the one, no, the new one, the old one.
Okay. So just the Royal Infirmary, yeah?
Yeah. But they've got, like, the new Royal Infirmary, but it was the old Infirmary. And it would have been... Oh, God, I can't even remember. when I was younger, I overdosed, so it was probably one of the psych wards type of thing.
So Morningside, yeah? That one?
No.
No? So we've got the East Lothian Community Hospital in Haddington.
It was an old Royal Infirmary that used to be... Oh, I didn't even care the flipping name. Wait a minute. Let me Google the old Royal Infirmary's address.
I love Google.
Hello.
Herdman Flat?
Why is it coming up for the little fans one? I just know that one. Let me see what copy there and see what comes up with.
I'm currently doing the same thing.
Little fans, but that's no little fans. Let me see. Hospital. Mm-hmm. Well, it might have been Lauriston Place.
Lauriston Place, yeah.
Aye, because that closed in 2003.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put that one on there.
Aye, it would have been that.
Yeah. Okay, fab. Thank you. So following that then, so then you were placed into care. So where were you first placed?
That was Morton's children home.
What?
But I think it's now called the Morton Young People Centre.
Yeah.
Do you want that bit?
Morton. Let me see if I can find this one.
I think it's a one. Da, da, da. Coming up now, that.
Word.
Right, so we see. So it's 15 more than
There we go.
Court.
Park Court. Yeah, fab. Honestly, it's just probably my spelling. And you were 15, yeah?
I would have been, was I 16, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 16.
Okay. So we've got 1980. No.
Either 87 or 88.
Yeah, 87 roughly. Okay, fine. And then were you placing any others, or was it just that one?
No, just that, yeah.
No. Okay, perfect. So regarding the statement section now, so would you be able to tell me briefly so about your time there, any incidents you can recall, your overall experience, how you
There
felt?
was only really like one incident. I was pregnant with my son at the time,
Yeah.
quite heavily pregnant. Ian Buttles, he was like one of the staff there.
Yeah.
He restrained me. So, well, be in my medical records. And I ended
Yeah.
up with a hairline fracture in my arm.
Yeah.
But know that I felt the hospital at the time, can that I mean?
No.
Because I think he was whitey that he had took it too far.
So you said so you ran away from home and then you ended up in the hospital. And then
Well,
you.
I ran away to Hayne. I stayed with my dad, so my mother never raised us.
Yeah.
I ended up taking an OD, and then my mum was like, "Well, if you've got a day, a day, right?" So I took, when I got to the hospital, I took an OD that night. Again.
Yep.
And then she was like, "I'm not wanting you back." Which is understandable because she just went through heart surgery at the time.
Yeah. And then we've gone then to you were placed here, so you were pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
So, and was that just due to when you were just running away constantly?
Nah, there were never, well, we were talking sight traces, like I was constantly running away as a child.
Yeah. So you said there's an instance where you were restrained and you ended up with a fracture in your arm.
Yeah, I think it
Yeah.
was a hairline fracture I got.
Yeah. And in regards to that, so were they always just kind of like a bit physical or was it verbal, mental, like anything?
it's hard to tell me because, like, I have a problem with verbal.
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying it's quite hard because I have a problem with verbal with them.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, obviously, you were 16. The adults are meant to care for you.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a tricky line.
Yeah.
But, as I said, they were quite verbal with you.
I'd say it was me or Ian that was the...
He was the main.
Yeah.
So was he aggressive or, like, just physical quite a lot?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really, like, verbally until that time.
Yeah. So was he quite verbal, like, constantly? And then he just one day then got physical then?
He probably was, but then it was quite hard because I was verbal as well.
Yeah.
I think being raised in a house with a violent father.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you type of thing.
Yeah.
But then it's probably all noted in my notes for the careful me anyway. And that name, like Tracy was this today. Tracy was that today.
Yeah. Okay, and in regards to your general care, so just food, hygiene, just obviously medical, anything like that, were you deprived of anything? Were you neglected in any way?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, there were staff that were really good. You know, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just writing up a short statement now.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you'd like to add at all? So further down the line, we'll be in touch with you to do a witness statement with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be slightly more, like, focused questions, mm-hmm. and then it'll talk down about, like, the effects it's had since, any names you can recall, just anything like that to build it up. So book that when you're ready to and when you want to talk about it a bit more. So this one's just the initial one that we sent to redress to get your application accepted. So that's obviously fine. So the next steps now is to go to the types of applications that we can pursue. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the issue suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent level. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything like that, so we're pursuing individually assessed payments. So I'd like to put that one through for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you won't be required to have any meetings or anything with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. So the next step now is for me to send over some documents for you. So there'll be a couple of contracts to sign. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So that's everything that I've spoken to you about today. And then there'll be a part one and a part two, which will be everything you've shared with myself today. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can send these over to you whilst we're on the phone. And then if you have any questions or need any assistance with the documents, then I can help. It's completely your choice. So I've just sent those over to you now. So they should come to you via email or text. Okay. But would you like me to stay on the phone? There you go. So they should pop through now on.
I think it's coming through.
Yeah, so on that then, also there'll be a link that you should be able to open.
Issue date would be from today.
Yeah, so it should have just arrived now.
Click the link below to e-sign your document.
Yeah, that's the one. So when you open that link then, so like I said, so it'll be the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority. So on the bottom of the screen, it'll say a number with fields required. So if you click on that, it'll take you then to each of the pages that need a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you click in, and then you can either type it or draw it, and then click apply. And then if you keep going back to that fields required button, it'll take you to the next ones. And I think there's about four.
Right.
Is that working all okay?
Yeah, I think so. I know.
It can be a bit fiddly.
Right, I just want to double check.
Yeah.
So, I won't get charged.
No, so it's a nowhere no fee. So it's just a success fee at the very end.
Right.
So with your options, so it's you either do the application yourself, so they send like an application pack out to you and you contact and get all the records, or you use one of the solicitors who's under the government scheme, so they're paid whether you win or lose, and some of them also take a success fee. And then with us, we don't get paid by the government, but it's a success fee.
Right, so if I win, then you take your money off?
Yeah.
Right, that there's no money coming out of my purse type of thing.
No.
Right, that's fine. God, there's loads, isn't there?
Yeah, that honestly, that button at the bottom that takes years would save you for me anyway. I have a habit of just scrolling past the pages that I need and then I get confused.
Yes, my brain gets confused quite easily. And that's all that. Right, so it's four bits I need to sign.
Yeah, so that yellow button on the bottom that says fields required, when you click on that, it'll take you to the page then that needs the signature. So if you try click on that and see if it moves you to the page, and then there'll be a box then that says tap to sign in it. So is that working?
Okay, and I'll just keep fucking scrolling. So I take it the signature hangs away at the top then.
Yeah, no, so on the, if you click that yellow box that says sealed required, it'll take you to the page, to the pages that need it. Yeah, so when you click on that, then it should like jump you to the...
And then I just write apply.
Yeah, so just squiggle your signature or type and then click apply.
Oh, can you type it? Because it's fucking...
Yeah, I've got sausage fingers, so I always type. Right. And then when you've done that one, then if you click the yellow box again, it'll take you to the next one.
Tap to sign and go to type. And now. One required field there.
Stunning. Yeah, it's a bit of a pain, isn't it?
So all required fields complete.
Perfect. And then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, then there'll be like a little tick box. So you got to go all the way down, and then it'll say, like, I verify my signature authentic or something along those lines.
It seems to be sticking at the statement. Oh, I confirm that my electronic signature.
Yeah, that little tick box. And then once you've ticked that, then you should be able to press the submit signature. It's like the blue box then. It should become like a darker colour.
I think that's it done.
Yeah. And then it'll come up with a page then that just says like verifying.
Yeah.
Fab. So I'll just have a look now. Yeah, perfect. They're all pulling through now. So that's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Will you send me an email for my address and things?
Yeah. So I sent that during the call. So I can send you another one now just so it pops up at the top. So it won't be like a link or anything that you add it to. It'll just be responding with the images. So as long as it's got your name, address, and a date on it that's within 3 months, and then just your passport or driving license. And then you can send those, either reply to the email or you can send them to our WhatsApp, so whatever's easiest for you. And then I'll get those added to your file. But without those, we won't be able to get any of your records through. So.
You'd probably be better doing it in WhatsApp.
Yeah, so what can you do? So our WhatsApp number should be on the bottom of the email. Is that there?
No. Oh, aye, on 07-4423,
yeah. That's the one, yeah. So if you go on there and then send the photos over and then I'll add them to your file then.
Right, that's brilliant.
That's fab. So I'll just review all of your documents now and then I'll get your application sent over to Redress.
Okay.
And then if you, once you send those over then, and then I'll add them to your file as soon as they come through. But other than that, would you have any questions at all for me?
I don't think so.
No. That's fab. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
And I will keep you updated as much as possible and let you know when we hear back from Redress, okay?
Okay, Mama. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
And yeah, take care. Bye-bye.